Proclamation number 7227 of 11th of December, 1958. Source of the Water of Life. The water of life should be drawn from the source. Then you will also experience its sanctifying effect, for then it will be of such strength as it emanated from the eternal source. It does not matter where and in what form my word is received, for as soon as it is passed through many tongues it has lost purity, because man, as impure and imperfect himself, does not leave my word in its original purity either, but changes it so that it, mixed with human word, can no longer claim to be the pure word of God. But pure clear water is necessary for life, and if it concerns the life of the soul, then the water of life must be drawn from my well, which I myself tap where I see the suitability of the well, where the spring can bring forth the clearest water. Not every person is suitable to receive my pure word from above, and therefore I myself choose the suitable vessels into which I can pour myself. But once it has become possible to prepare such a source of life for me, I will also protect it from contamination, and this is only possible again when the water continues to flow and no attention is paid to a pure river in which it can continue to flow and loses nothing of its healing power. But the fullest purity is guaranteed at the source. And that is why people should beware of mixing the pure water with human additives, of wanting to improve or change it themselves, and of clouding the clear life blood in any way. And clouding means any dilution, any alteration of the word which came forth from me in clearest purity, whatever the intention may be. Where I myself am at work in order to convey my word to earth, no human being need truly want to refine or improve it. He will only ever contribute towards disfigurement but not towards perfection. For supremely perfect things emanate from me, only sometimes they are put into a form according to a human comprehension which offends people who want to gain recognition for themselves. They will often still make attempts and nothing else will be achieved but that clear spiritual knowledge will become incomprehensible and finally be the same confusion again, which I myself endeavor to clarify through the transmission of my word from above. Where food has been watered down, where it no longer possesses the original healing power, my love has found a way and supplied people with strong and healthy nourishment again by opening up a source myself where everyone can fetch strong nourishment for his soul. And the recovery of his soul is also assured to him. But not to those who quench their thirst far, far away from the source. Who are offered something completely different than purest water of life as it flows from the source. Many, however, shy away from the path to the heights, and the spring will only ever be found in the heights, but in return it will also offer the greatest refreshment, which can no longer be expected further down the course of the river. For the water now carries everything impure with it, and the healing of the soul has become almost impossible unless a person longs for fresh water of life and asks me to bless the drink for him so that he only takes in that which is beneficial for his soul. For then he will not ask in vain and it will be given to him directly through thoughts sent to him or also indirectly through my messengers who bring my word to him on my behalf. Anyone who turns to me myself to supply him with the water of life will not ask in vain. He will receive my word in all purity, and he will also feel that I myself am addressing him, and then he need not fear misguided teachings, then his soul will feel refreshed, for it will be fed and watered by me myself, it will be supplied with the right nourishment. My word, which endures for all eternity. Amen.